Salt of the Earth, December 17, 1894. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. Luke 14, verse 34-35. Salt possesses preservative qualities which prevent corruption. Christ, who was the light of the world, who was a propitiation for our sins, and for the sins of all who believe in him, said, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. John 17, verse 19. Christians should have a vital connection with God. Their lives, their character, purified through the truth, should possess saving qualities that would keep the world from going into utter moral corruption. Christians receive instructions from Jesus, their example. They should pray in faith that they may be connected with His saving grace, that the righteousness of Christ may be imparted to them. Their influence will save the world from a large amount of crime and iniquity, and work the reformation of many souls. But of how much value is salt when that has lost its savor? When those who claim to be Christians do not in their words and actions reveal the attributes of Christ, they are represented as salt that has lost its savor. Whatever may be their profession, they are looked upon by men and angels as insipid and disagreeable. Of such Christ says, I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verse 15-16. They have a form of godliness, a profession of religion, but it is contradicted by their lives. Any attempt on their part to advocate truth has no weight, for they have lost their connection with God. The sincere believer diffuses vital energy which is penetrating, and imparts new moral power to the souls with which he labors. It is not the power of the man himself, but the power of the Holy Spirit that does the transforming work. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. The salt has retained its savor, and it has an influence that is unperceived and unestimated upon the characters of those who possess it. The Lord says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Isaiah 13, verse 12. He who receives Christ by living faith has a living connection with God and is a vessel unto honor. He carries with him the atmosphere of heaven, which is the grace of God, a treasure that the world cannot buy. He who is in living connection with God may be in humble station, yet his moral worth is as precious as was that of Joseph and Daniel, who were recognized by heathen kings as men with whom was the Spirit of God. They were representative men and were entrusted with the most important responsibilities. Because of their living connection with God, they had power with God and with men, and of them it could truly be said, Ye are the salt of the earth. Matthew 5, verse 13. They represented the character of Christ and were as salt possessing saving qualities essential for the transformation of the character of those with whom they associated. Daniel was beloved of God. He who brought in everlasting righteousness, the Anointed, the Holy One of God, gladly accepted the consecrated agency of his servants, through whom he worked by imbuing him with his Holy Spirit and imparting to him grace for grace. Of Daniel and his companions in Babylon, the heavenly record states, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Daniel 1, verse 17. Thus was the Lord God of heaven represented in the courts of Babylon. He was also represented in the kingdom of Egypt by his servant Joseph. These men were representatives of what it means to be the salt of the earth. Matthew 5, verse 13. Through these agents, God could and did work to make known His majesty to the heathen kingdoms of the world. It was their moral integrity that constituted them the salt of the earth. Joseph would not sacrifice his purity of character. When tempted to evil, he met the tempter, How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Genesis 39, verse 9. Jesus of Nazareth was the representative of the Father. He is the vital chain by which man is bound to God. In Him all fullness dwells, and from Him the Christian may receive a constant supply of grace that is represented by the saving properties of salt. Those who have a personal interest in Jesus Christ will possess those qualities of character which are represented by salt, which will work for the saving of the world. Thus it is that Christians become living witnesses for heaven. By their life they testify, saying, "We know him whom we have believed, and are persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed to him against that day." 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. But Christ uttered a sorrowful fact when he said, "If the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned?" Luke 14, verse 34. How shall the world be preserved from moral corruption? Let these words have due weight upon the mind. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One of God, is seeking to assimilate our characters to his own. Although we profess great things, we are represented as salt that has lost its savor, and as entirely worthless unless the Holy Spirit can use us as a channel by which to communicate to the world the truth as it is in Jesus. By precept and example, we are to reveal to the world that Christ has made reconciliation for sin, that he is our only hope, the one who has brought in everlasting righteousness. He is the anointed priest that ever liveth to make intercession for every individual soul. Our only efficiency is Jesus Christ. We are to represent to the world his love, both in words and works. We are constantly to express to the world our appreciation of God's unspeakable gift, which he has given us because of the great love with which he hath loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. In the gift of Jesus is included the whole heavenly treasure. But what a fearful responsibility rests upon those who hear the truth and who claim to believe it, and who are yet not sanctified through the truth. They testify to the world that the truth which they claim to believe has no sanctifying power, and thus they make of none effect the truth of God. It is the privilege of those who accept of Christ to reach a high standard in character, and thus become a living epistle known and read of all men, as was Joseph in Egypt and Daniel in Babylon. There is no reason why we should not possess fragrance of character through the merits of Christ, and be recognized in heaven as laborers together with God. Through Jesus Christ, we may have a saving influence upon the world. Christ would have every one of us a savor of life unto life. He would impute to us his righteousness in order that we may communicate his goodness, mercy, and love to fallen humanity. When we enter into the joy of our Lord, praise will ascend to the throne of God, and we will say, "No credit belongs to us. Christ did it all, and to his name shall be all the glory."